everyone, to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode, we were talking about how not only is there an inner reality, but there's an inner master, an inner perfection in everyone, in all of us. It's in you, it's in me, it's everywhere. But we don't have any idea that this is the case. And obviously that's a big problem, because when we feel scattered, when we feel lost, it would be nice to know that within us is divinity, is perfection. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to go a little bit finer in our efforts and talk about this tiny blue light, which is the light of God. And it's called the blue pearl. It's a pea-sized light. It's a very tiny light that you see in meditation. And you can see in the external world as well. It's a blue light. The color is blue. And it signifies that one is in a transcendent state. When one sees it, you can be sure that one has attained transcendence. But you want to see it repeatedly, and you want to have some other experiences as well with it. But we talk about divinity in terms of this tiny blue dot that we see in meditation. And we recognize it as divinity, as our divinity. And you can see inside it, and you can see God inside it. And there's many scriptural philosophies that back up this assertion. And so that's kind of the ultimate goal of meditation, is to see this tiny blue light. And generally, meditators will see it very quickly. It'll just flash. But it takes a lot of effort to make it sustained and to see what's inside it and to have some other experiences too for this experience of full enlightenment. So how does this matter to us, you know? Well, we want to see this thing, this blue light, this blue God, basically. We want to have an experience of consciousness. And when you see this light, you're seeing consciousness. You're seeing your inner self. So it's obviously a very, very important thing to see. It's obviously a very important experience to have. Because without that experience, it would be very difficult for you to have absolute certainty that something inside you was there. Say a reality, a divinity was inside you. You'd have to actually see it. And we see it through this blue light. So that's what we're going to try to get into for anyone else, for anyone out there who's interested in this and who needs help. This is something that can help them. So how does it relate to the mind? Right. So the blue light contains the mind. Because what's the world? The world is nothing but the mind. If you had no mind, there would be no world. So the world exists inside this light. Your mind exists inside it. That's why we say that the mind is pure energy. Normally, we are running around being led by our minds. Our minds see something or think of something, and it leads us in that direction without us thinking about it. You know, but animals do this too. I mean, I don't think man should behave so much like an animal all the time. He should have some time where he's meditating and and doing other things, thinking good thoughts and trying to figure out who he is. Otherwise, man is just another animal who runs around from thing to thing. And that's generally the function of the mind. So, and that's normal life for everyone. It's nothing strange. But you can imagine having an experience of inner divinity, of bliss inside oneself, of an inner light, of an inner blue speck of light, which we call the blue pearl. You can imagine how that might change one's mind a little bit, or in a sense, not really change one's mind, but it might lessen this outward tendency of the mind, because the mind would want to more dwell inwardly, because that's where it saw this heaven, this inner heaven. And every scriptural philosophy or religion, I should say, talks about an inner sort of joy, an inner heaven. So in the state of transcendence, the mind stops really focusing outwardly and looks inside at the inner light. It's not too focused on the outer light. It looks inside and sees the inner light. But generally speaking, we don't do this. We see things external to us and we chase after them, or we ponder them secretly and we become like what we're meditating on. And that's why, you know, the scriptures have been written so that one can understand that one should meditate on one's own inner self, not to meditate externally, because it's not external, it's internal. That light exists inside oneself. But nevertheless, the mind does function to take on the characteristics and the attributes of what it focuses on. We know this. I mean, you know, we may not be meditating, but if we're thinking of French language, we end up speaking French. The mind learns this thing. So if the mind is focused inward, it also takes on the attributes of what's inside oneself. But you do need to see these things, but you have to meditate to see them. I mean, in a sense, and then, you know, you get a grace of a guru to see it, which is how it happens. But you'd also want it, once seeing it, you want to keep meditating. You don't want to just give up by seeing a blue light for just for a moment. You want to continue to develop your inner understanding. So in this transcendent state, this vision of the blue pearl, the mind merges, the mind disappears, the mind dissolves, becomes very, very, very calm, very peaceful. And that's the whole point of meditation. Otherwise, there'd be no point. If we didn't get peace of mind for meditation, then what are we wasting our time doing? So in that highest state, the mind is consciousness. It's pure consciousness. And you could say it's in the form of a blue light. But the blue light encompasses everything. Everything that can be thought of in the mind is contained inside this blue light. So normally speaking, we function in this physical body, and our mind helps us to function in the world we live in. Mundane activities and tasks. Right? Mundane functions. But when we have a vision of this light, this blue light, and we realize divinity inside ourselves, the mind changes a little bit. It's not just a mind. It functions with energy, divine energy. So what happens is it actually becomes still. and calm, right? So we're trying to attain happiness, but if we understand that unhappiness is actually thoughts themselves, then happiness is the absence of thoughts. It's beyond thoughts. You don't have to have some special thing to be happy. You just have to get over your thinking. And you can do this through meditation, through realization of divinity within oneself, is how one would get beyond thoughts. We talked about this on a previous episode. So as the mind merges and the blue light is seen, the mind takes on the power of God. That's what happens. That's why a realized being or a God-realized being is God. And that's why an enlightened person is God. They're worshipped as God. And in that state of the mind, having this divine power, it's able to work. It's able to function really well. Really well. Because it never gets tired. Because it doesn't have anything that's weighing it down. It's not drenched in thoughts, immersed in all these kinds of thoughts, good thoughts or bad thoughts. Makes the mind very tired. So we, at the end of the day, we go to sleep, we wake up in the morning, we feel refreshed because at least the mind has been calm for a period of time and hasn't been dealing with good or bad thoughts. Generally, we think of bad thoughts being terrible, but so are good thoughts in a sense. They wear us out. But in the morning, all of us wake up and we feel refreshed. The realized state is almost like that. It's kind of like the first moment upon waking up. It's that freshness and that relaxation of the mind that meditation allows you to attain. And we've also talked about how it can transmit a mind, you know, with the energy of consciousness, can transmit consciousness in the form of Kundalini, Chi, Shakti, the Holy Spirit, can transmit that into another person through just thinking, through a thought, through a look, through a touch, through a glance, you know. And this inner energy is what really fuels the spontaneous meditation that one would use to allow oneself to see this blue pearl, this blue light. Otherwise, you know, it would be very difficult, you know, if you're just practicing, you know, mindfulness, to be able to really see a blue light, this blue light that I've been describing. So the meditation fueled by Kundalini, by energy, by the energy of consciousness, by Chi, is the kind of meditation that would really allow oneself to see their own inner divinity. Mindfulness is more like a lot, very similar to just therapy, where one is able to do a self-therapy, where one is able to see one's thoughts and witness those thoughts and allow thoughts not to be such of a problem. But the meditation through Kundalini, which would allow one to see the blue pearl, is a meditation that goes beyond thoughts themselves. That's why I had the podcast, the episode Beyond Mindfulness, because that's how I really think about it as. It's sort of beyond thoughts, and mindfulness tends to deal with thoughts for the most part. If you have no thoughts, then you have no use for mindfulness. Mindfulness is just another sort of thing that people would practice. And, you know, like a therapy or psychoanalysis or something like that. So I hope everyone has understood the message today. And I urge everyone to try to see this light, this blue light, because it's going to be a very good experience for you. You'll never forget it, or at least you shouldn't forget it. And you should work on developing it more and more so that you deepen your understanding and your experience of the inner world. Because as farther you go inside yourself, the better understanding you're going to have of the external world. And that's why everyone who's ever been anyone wise or a religious founder, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, they all said meditate. They all said go inside, right? Moses, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, all of these men, right, said there's something inside man. And so, and if we listen to them, that's great. But if we really practice meditation, then we're going to realize, oh my gosh, yes, this is true. And that really life is about going within. So hopefully everyone understands and they can follow this up after the episode to meditate for a time on their own. So I'd like to say thank you to everyone for tuning in. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.